Colonel Gaddafi laughed in his interview with the BBC. His tone and his denial that there is fighting in Libya is contradicted by the protesters we've been speaking to.
Tanks and anti-airplane guns firing around the area of the airport. The Gaddafi militia trying to get back the airport from the hands of Misrata people. Until now, they couldn't get it back. And there is a lot of casualties. And we cannot even reach them because they're even firing to the ambulance. They don't allow even the Red Cross to arrive there.
An eyewitness at the port of Misrata, 200 kilometres east of the capital. It's Libya's third largest city and a crucial port for supplies into the country. But protesters there tell us that for 3 days, they've been holding off repeated attacks from Colonel Gaddafi's forces. Attacks from helicopter gunships. Protesters in Zawiya, just 50 kilometres west of the capital, will tell you the same. They are under attack, but they are in control.
The protesters attacked Gaddafi's forces, and revolutionaries fired at them until the forces escaped like rats in front of us. In the eastern side of the city, there were 200 militia soldiers. They have been beaten back by the protesters. 4 of them have been injured, and 1 car was also bombed.
What about the capital and Colonel Gaddafi's assertion that there are no demonstrations there because his people love him? These people protesting in Tripoli on Monday take a different view. The blood of the martyrs was not spilt in vain. That's what they're chanting. We spoke to a man in mourning. His 18-year-old nephew was shot dead during the protests. How does he know Colonel Gaddafi's men are responsible?
They kneel down to shoot. So if you tell me somebody kneels down to point a gun at helpless youngsters...
Where in his body was your nephew shot?
He shot in the nipple, so through his heart. I seen it with my own eyes. They shooting him to kill him, no, just to scare him off or anything.
Colonel Gaddafi has said he will fight to the end. The protesters are not as well armed, but they are just as defiant.
Now all the world knows what's happening in Libya. He cannot hide it anymore, you know. We will fight him until the last drop of our children's blood. We feel we are alive again. We will not be dead again. We're already dead by him now for a long time.